start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. You are listening to WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host, Grace, and this is my show, Off the Shelf, which is every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. on digital, only here at WMUC. It is my 22nd birthday tomorrow, and it is so weird to be saying that. I feel incredibly old, but also incredibly young. Like, I went out in Baltimore a while ago, and everyone that I met when I was out was like 24, 25, and kept telling me, oh, you're such a baby. But then I'm here at school and everyone is like, wow, you're so old. Like, you're a senior, you're 22. So I'm feeling super confused right now about how to feel about my birthday. I'm a lover of my birthday. I've already had two birthday events this past weekend, but I also always cry on my birthday. I hate getting older and realizing that I am a victim of the passage of time, aren't we all? But being in your 20s is fun overall. It's definitely an interesting decade. I feel like I've learned more about myself in the past 2 years than I had in the first 20 years. And a song that is one of my favorite songs of all time that I think really captures the feeling of being in your 20s, or at least in the first half of your 20s. I hear, you know, they're very different and distinct as you creep closer to 30. But the first half of your 20s is chaotic. It's about making poor choices and mistakes and discovering who you are. And a song I feel like really speaks to that is All My Friends by LCD Sound System, which I would argue is one of the best songs of all time. But we're going to listen to that first, and then I'm going to come back. And today we're going to talk about wisdom. We're going to talk about being in your 20s. We're going to talk about me, my favorite subject. We're going to talk about the songs that are important to me. And it's going to be a fun show. And then at midnight tonight, I'll turn 22. It's also a full moon, so that feels significant. But here's All My Friends by LCD Sound System.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys just listened to All My Friends by LCD Sound System. I just feel like that song just really captures at least the first 2 years I've spent in my 20s. I really like the line where it's like, the first 5 years, try to get with the plan. The next 5 years, try to see all your friends again. And I feel like that's so indicative of a lot of the mindset that a lot of us have as people in our early 20s, where I feel like a lot of people I know are just like so focused on the future and scared of it and wanting to have kind of a something under their feet that they can stand on. And then they realize just how much they've missed of spending time with, you know, the people that they care about during this really formative age. Every book that I've read where it's kind of a memoir of people in their 20s, I think of Dolly Alderton's Everything I Know About Love. She's like, at the end of the day, you learn the most not from, you know, the job that you have or the education that you have really, but just the people that you surround yourself with during the time where your brain is just so rapidly changing and developing. And I had a conversation about this last night with, I went to a birthday dinner with like 10 of my really, really closest friends, and half of them have just recently graduated. So they're all a year older than me, but they all came for my birthday dinner. They're all working. And we were kind of talking about how I think women really intrinsically understand the importance of maintaining that web of support and friendships during this time, because I think it can get really lonely once you graduate, at least. But also senior year, I think also there's your kind of one foot in, still in college, one foot out the door. It's kind of weird because you're like, are these places that I've loved for 3 years still okay for me to be in? Like, I feel like I'll go to, you know, like a party that where there's kids mostly younger than me there, and I'm like, ugh, like, should I even be here? Like, I feel like a chaperone. Which is so different from like being a senior in high school, where I feel like you were like, oh, we're the kings, like whatever, like this is awesome. I think being a senior in college is weird because you're like, I'm so young, but I also feel so old. Anyways, but I was talking to my friends about this, and we were kind of agreeing that like women are really good about making an effort, at least for the most part, the women that I surround myself with, of seeing each other, maintaining friendships long term, and understanding that even though you might not have the people that you feel closest with around you 24/7 at certain times, it's if you put the effort in, you can still communicate with them daily, see them semi-frequently. These girls that I had dinner with last night have all graduated. A lot of them have real jobs. And I've seen them every weekend the past 3 weekends now, at least one of them. So like, women understand that. And we were kind of talking about how a lot of the boys that we know that just graduated last year feel really lost, because I think it's harder for men to make plans with each other when they're not in such close capacity. I feel like that's why you see in college, like, men kind of really only hang out with their roommates unless they're at the, you know, out at the bar, like at a party or whatever. Like, they're not making plans to see each other the way that women do, which is so funny. Like, it's kind of, you know, it speaks to, you know, the issues we're having with like male self-esteem, male friendship, whatever. Like, that's a different show. But like, all my guy friends that graduated, like, they're always like, I'm in my, like, I'm going to do a 75 hard challenge, and I'm going to run a marathon, and I'm doing this, and I'm improving myself because, like, I only have me at the end of the day. And it's like, that's inherently not true. Like, you can have a support system. So all this to say, I think one important lesson I've learned in my 20s is to maintain and build a really, really good support system, whether that be your family, a partner, your friends are so important. And also just like kind of alluding back to the song, like understanding that like the first 5 years you're trying to get with the plan, like don't, like, it's okay. Everything's going to work out. And I'm a very anxious person. Like, I am, like, I worry about the future quite a bit, but I also understand that like the experiences I'm having right now are just as important as finding a job, whether that whether society tells me that it's not, if that makes sense. Anyways, we're going to hit a few throwbacks and we're going to listen to some songs that were important to me growing up. One from my childhood and one kind of from my high school years, because it's funny. I think being in your early 20s, you feel like you're 17 still, and then you'll talk to a 17-year-old and you're like, wow, I am nothing like that anymore. Like, I constantly still feel sometimes stuck in that, like, I'm 17 and like I'm so young. And then I will talk to my younger sister, who is actually 17 years old, and I'm like, yeah, we have completely different worldviews. And I'm glad I'm not 17 anymore. It's being 17's hard. but we're gonna listen to Cigarette Daydreams by Cage the Elephant, which was one of my favorite songs when I was a senior in high school. And we're gonna listen to Laundry Room by the Avett Brothers, which is just always been an important song in my life, just because my parents listened to the Avett Brothers a ton growing up. It was my first ever concert when I was like 10 or 11. Just reminiscing on my childhood. So let's listen to these two and then I will be back.
Don't push me out. Just a little longer. Stole your mother, disregard your father's words. Close the laundry door, tiptoe across the floor. Keep your clothes on. I've got all that I can take. Teach me how to use the love that people say you may.
Teach me how to use the love that people say you may.
Stop your parents' car. I just saw a shooting star. We can wish upon it. We won't share the wish we made. But I can't keep no secrets. I wish that you would always stay. Last night I dreamt the whole night long. I woke with a head full of songs. I spent the whole day. I wrote them down, but it's a shame. Chorus was your name.
Teach me how you. Teach me how people say you. Your name.
stick to the...
Did you stand there all alone? Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me, in and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away. I can see it clear as day. Close your eyes, so afraid. Hide behind that baby face. You can drive all night looking for the answer. As I recall, you were looking out of place. Gathered up your things and slipped away. No time at all, I followed you into the hall.
All right, you guys just listened to Laundry Room by the Avett Brothers and Cigarette Daydreams by Cage the Elephant. Two kind of, I guess, important songs to me growing up. Yeah. I wanted to talk about how my birthday... So, like, hold on. Let me gather my thoughts. As we discussed... I love my birthday, but it's also like a nice time to reflect on just how much you've changed within not only the past year, but in birthdays past. Like, I cannot believe that 10 years ago I turned 12. Like, I feel like I was just 13 and so strange and like such a little dork, like reading Harry Potter till 11:30, like under my covers with a flashlight. And something that I love to write about, to think about, is this idea that every version that of yourself that you've ever been is still there. It still exists inside of you, whether you like to think about that or not. So whenever I start to kind of miss childhood or miss, you know, maybe like a version of myself that I used to be, I think it's important to remember, too, that all those things still exist. All those versions of me are still there because they are me. They were me. And just because, you know, I'm not 15, 16, 17, 12, 10, 7 anymore doesn't mean, you know, that every facet of me that I've loved or hated still isn't a part of me. And it's interesting to think about because there's definitely versions of ourselves that we don't like. Like, I can, me at like, 20 and a half years old, 19 years, like, she, there's lots of good things about her, but there are a lot of things too that I do not like. You know, like, there's just so many things about ourselves that we don't like. We're the most critical, you know, critic of ourselves. But there's also just so many good things to reminisce on. Like, to think that, like, yeah, like, I'm like, oh, I was so weird as a child. Like, I was such a dork. Like, I'm still, like, a strange dork. Like, that doesn't really go away. Like, if you're weird when you're little, you're weird for life. And I love discovering that about people. I think it's, I mean, today's show's not just about me. Like, I love seeing all my friends and all these people that I've met in college and kind of learning more about them and seeing that, you know, those versions of themselves still do exist within them, whether, you know, the person I met is a completely different person than who they were when they were like 17. You can still catch some glimpses sometimes, and it's fun to look for them. Like, I always think, this kid I knew, like, who graduated, whatever, like, he was so, like, I thought he was so cool when I first met him. Like, he was like very popular, very well known, like, seemed very cool. And then, like, we chat and he's like, oh, I was so weird in high school. Like, I played the piano. Like, I was super dorky. Like, I, you know, like, I was so weird, whatever. Like, we're having this conversation. And then one day we're in the car and he's like, oh, do you want to hear one of my favorite songs? And he turns on, a symphony by, I'm like, I can't remember the composer, but there's 9 symphonies, and this composer has composed each one for a different planet. It's based around a different planet, and his favorite was Jupiter. And he was like, this is so awesome, and da 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 da. And he's like going on and on and on about this. And this is like someone that I was like, oh, he's so cool. Like, I have to be cool around him. And then just like seeing that facade kind of go away, and you just see like, oh, you're still a dork. Like, you're still 16-year-old you, but, you know, in cooler packaging. And I was thinking about myself today. Just because, you know, my birthday's tomorrow. And I think that happens to me as well. I think my closest friends would say that when you get to know me, you see every version of myself that still exists. So that's cool to know. Anyways, we're going to listen to next some songs just about that I really relate to and that I feel strongly about. And about growing up. So we're gonna listen to a few of those and you'll get the vibe of what we're listening to. And growing up is hard, but, you know, it's still fun. Yeah. I'm like very calm today. I like don't have a ton of energy, but I feel like I have on my podcaster voice. Okay, anyways, we're gonna start out with a Taylor Swift song because I feel like I have to include one of hers in here. And we'll be right back.
Summer went away, still the yearning stays. I play it cool with the best of them. I wait patiently, he's gonna notice me. It's okay, we're the best of friends. Anyway, I hear it in your voice. You're smoking with your boys. I touch my phone as if your face. I didn't choose this town. I dream of getting out. There's just one who could make me stay. All my days, from sprinkler splashes to fireplace ashes, I waited ages to see you there. I searched the party of better bodies just to learn that you never could.
I see the great escape. So long, Daisy May. I picked the petals. He loves me not. Something different bloomed, writing in my room. I play my songs in the parking lot. I'll run away from sprinkler splashes to fireplace ashes. I called a taxi to take me there. I searched the party of better bodies just to learn that my dreams aren't rare. You're on your own, kid. You always have been.
Been a natural, all I hard to is try, try, try. I'm still on that trapeze. I'm still trying everything to keep you looking at me. Because I'm a mirror boy. I'm a mirror boy. I'll show you.
Okay, you just listened to You're On Your Own Kid and Mirrorball by Taylor Swift, two of my favorites. Next, we're going to talk about just kind of like turning 22. I realized that I am honestly no longer a girl. I have to stop calling myself a girl because I think I've turned into a woman. Like, I'm not, I like am still a girl because I'm only 22, but like I'm a young woman. We'll put it there. And I was thinking about this last night, too, because, like I was saying, like, I went to dinner with a ton of my closest friends, and it's funny because, like, all the girls that came that had just graduated, like, these girls are, like, basically my older sisters. Me and one of them, Mary, were kind of talking about how it's funny that all of them, like, we're starting to view each other as women, like, we were like, oh, we don't, it's crazy the things we would do when we were like 18, 19, 20. Like, we would never do those again. Like, or the outfits that we would wear, like, out. Like, everyone was wearing like these nice, like, skirts and tops to dinner, or like jeans and like a really, like, cute, like, dressy top. And they're like, when we would like go to a birthday dinner or like, or out, like, when we were younger, like, everyone was wearing like corset tops and like leather pants, like these crazy outfits that I would never wear. Like, in, I'd be like, it'd be November and I'd be wearing like string as a shirt, and I'm like, no, it's fine, this looks cute. Like, no. Like, I knew my frontal lobe was developing when I was like, yeah, I should probably be wearing a jacket out to the bar when it's cold. Like, but I also was thinking about, there's this one story, and it's the best compliment I've ever received in my entire life. And, you know, I receive lots of compliments. Just kidding. But when I was 18, I went to Greece with my three best high school friends for our graduation trip. And part of the trip was we spent 3 days on a sailboat with a captain, and we, like, it was us and my one friend's parents and her cousin and her older brother, and like there was a ton of us with this captain for like 4 days, whatever. The last night, we had a final goodbye dinner, and the captain said to my friend's mom, and she told me about this at a later date, he said to her, all of your girls, speaking about the four of us, are beautiful and lovely, but there's something about Grace and the way that she carries herself. It's like, I just know that she's going to become such a beautiful and graceful woman, and she's not even going to know about it until it's already happened. And I still think about that to this day, because that is the kindest thing anyone has ever said about me. From an old Greek man. He was awesome. And it just, growing up the past few years since then, I feel like waiting for it to happen. And it's funny because today my friend Sarah, who goes to UNCW, said to me over the phone, because I was FaceTiming her, she was like, it's funny, I feel like recently you've really just been looking like a woman. Like, you look older and you look like you've just figured yourself out a little bit more. So maybe I'm growing into it. I don't know. But these next two songs kind of encompass that feeling, and they also just kind of tie back into the girls that I was with last night, especially the Gillies, the group of girls that graduated, because we're going to be listening to She's Always a Woman by Billy Joel and Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, which is extra special too, because I know that Sammy is tuning in right now. Hi, Sammy. Miss you. See you this weekend, hopefully. but yeah, we're going to listen to these two.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Care of herself, she can wait if she wants, she's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out, and she never gives in, she just changes her mind. She'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Frequently kind, and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. And she can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
Took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can a child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my time makes you bolder. see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide bring you down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide bring you down.
Okay, you guys just listened to She's Always a Woman by Billy Joel and Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. So, as I look forward to the year ahead, I feel like 22 is going to be good. I graduate. Ugh, so scary. I graduate. I plan on having a good summer. Maybe I'll have a job. Maybe I'll be living with my friends. I'm coming to terms with the fact that I don't need to have control over all the unknowns, and that part of the excitement in life is you don't know what's going to happen. I think my birthday last year is, I'm in a completely different place than I was my birthday this year. And that's good. And I think some things have remained constant, the people that I love and, you know, the things I believe about myself that are good. Anyways, sometimes birthdays can feel like a movie. And if I wanted to have one song to be in the final scene of the movie of my life, or at least, you know, maybe like a memoir-ish one point of my life, I would want this song to be it. I love this song. My dad loves this song. A lot of people love this song. I love the chorus, the bridge. And we're going to talk about it once I play it, because I don't have a ton of time left. But we're going to be listening to Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie, and we'll be back.
So slashed and torn.
Give love, give love, give love, give love.
All right, you guys just listened to Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. I just love that song. I love the bridge because love's such an old-fashioned word, and love dares you to care for the people on the edge of the night, and love dares you to change our way of caring about ourselves. It's an age-old lesson, but I think, you know, recognizing all the love that's in your life does transform you. And yeah, that's a lesson I hope to take into 22. I think that keeping that in mind will make sure that I have a good year, because it is transformative. When I think about all the parts of myself that have changed in the past few years, I think it all boils down to love. But that's going to be our last song of today, because we've got someone else coming in for the next show. So stay tuned in. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. If you're listening, I adore you. I love you. I thank you. My birthday's at midnight, so super excited. It's going to be a good one, and it's going to be a good year, and it's going to be a good week. And it's full moon tonight, so make sure that you are doing all your manifestations, that you're, you know, reaping what you sow. It's a harvest moon, so it's a great time to kind of get all that shadow work done. I love you all. You've been listening to WMUC Digital College Park. This has been Off the Shelf with Grace Adkins, and I will see you next Monday. Bye.